Yes, I want to go to the top Taisus. Before we leave the Taisus about Erecha, just want to mention, we had two Mahalchim and Taisus. What does Taisus think about women by Erecha? We had two plans, two ways to learn the whole Taisus. One Mahalch to learn the Taisus is that Taisus holds that women, that Taisus holds that women do not have the nemanus of Erecha Nemen Bisurim at all. They only have the nemanus of Biyadeh. But Erecha Nemen Bisurim they altogether don't have. And therefore Taisus it was hard from Taisus itself. Taisus themselves say that even though women have an emunah to be yodai, but here it's not be yodai because the biggest chametz is a tayrich, and he brings the Yerushalmi that they're atzlan nisim. So there's two ways to learn the Taisus. Taisus might mean that men are neman of biggest chametz because it's be yodai. Without be yodai, even men wouldn't be neman because it's against his chazak yisura. The house is becheskas that it has chametz. It's his chazak yisura. Taisus should do many rishonim hold. Taisus and Gittin is clearly that way. That an echad is not neman against this chazak yisur. The Gemara Yevamos looks. The Gemara Yevamos discusses how do I know that an echad is neman against this chazak, and the Gemara Yevamos can't find the mocker. Taisus learns that the maskar of the Gemara is that an echad is not neman against this chazak. So you can learn the Taisus that really an echad is not neman against this chazak. So why is a man neman of dikas chametz? Because it's biyodai. So Taisus asks on the Gemara itself if a man is neman as biyodai, so women should have the same nemanus because the women also have biyodai. Taisus' answer is that when it comes to biyodai, a man has more biyodai b'dikas chametz than a woman because than women because of the yishalmi that nashim atzlan yisay. That's Malach number one in Taisus. So if that's the case, so that on the one hand, Taisus is learning that an echad is not neman against this chazak, and number two, it comes out that Taisus is not making any statement about whether women have nemanus of Erechad in general. It could be that women do have the nemanus of Erechad in general. Taisus is not addressing that. Could very well be that women have the nemanus of Erechad. Over here, there's no nemanus, the ordinary nemanus of Erechad. You don't have by B'dikas Chametz because it's against the Chazak. You need the special nemanus of Biyodai. The special nemanus of Biyodai men have, but women not, because that's funny, isn't it? That's one Mahalach in Taisus. And that was very attractive because that's attractive because then it stims with Taisus in Yevamos. Because that's with Taisus in Gittin. Because Taisus in Gittin holds that A, that Erechad is not Neman against his Chazak. And B, that the Mokar for the Nemonis of Erechad when it's not his Chazak is from Besophila, which means that it's an Nemonis that women have too. So if you want the Taisus by us to stim with the Taisus in Gittin, we'll have to learn the Taisus that over here. We'll have to learn the Taisus that over here. The reason that over here is in this chazik. That's why, as a regular erecha, nobody is neman. The only nemanus available is the nemanus of biyadai. And why don't women have the nemanus of biyadai? Because nashim atzlani is, but men have the nemanus of biyadai. That was one mahalach in Taisus. That's very possible in Taisus. Stems with Taisus and Gittin. It's shver the Gemara. The Gemara is lashon otu amir dahani midi mashosha ispa. Is difficult because then that has to mean that they don't have the nemanus of biyodai because they're atzlani yisem. That's a lot to put into the words of the Gemara with the Gemara not having spelled it out. So I had a plan B in Taisus. That maybe Taisus holds that la'olam in eid echad is neman even against his chazak. And men are neman abdikas chametz without any biyodai, because the erechad is neman against the nischazik. Like the Ramban, the Ari Shainim will pass him, the Ramban, the whole Bismedesh of the Ramban, they pass him that a woman, that an erechad is neman against the nischazik. Either Gemara and Yevamos looks for a mocker and can't find the mocker. The Ramban and Chulim Davyut says that whole Gemara is lahagdal tayu lahadira. The Gemara wants to find the mocker for it. If Hadis of a Poshah, the erechad is neman and call it Terkula, but it doesn't matter, it's chazik, loy is chazik. The Gemara wants to be lahagdal Torah la'adira to find a mokah for it and can't find the mokah. But the din is still true that an echad is neman even against his chazak. So maybe Tosfos by us holds, like the Ramban, that Eid al-Echad is Neman even against the Nischazik. And therefore, a man is Neman with the plain, ordinary Nemanus of Eid al-Echad. You don't have to come out as any special biyadli. But women don't have the Nemanus of Eid al-Echad. Women don't have the Nemanus of Eid al-Echad. And the Ari Shainim will hold the way that women do not have the Nemanus of Eid al-Echad. I saw the Shainim. Iri brings such a shita that women don't have the nemanus of Eid al-Echad. Yeah, he brings such a shita. I kind of say maybe Tosfos in Erev is this way. Tosfos in Erev and Daf Nates says that women, the Gemara says that women are neman on Tchum Shabbos because it's the Rabbanon. Tosfos in the Daik, if it would be the Raisa, a woman would not be neman on Tchum Shabbos. Tchum Shabbos, L'chor is not as Chazak. I mean, I'm not sure about that, but L'chor, Tchum Shabbos, not as Chazak. Ad Kan Tchum Shabbos, this is Chazak Yisur. And yet women aren't Neman. Chorot Sarai, the women don't have the Nemanus of Eid al-Echad even when it's not as Chazak. Maybe it's not Mulchuch, maybe Tchum Shabbos is a Chazak. Maybe the case is that it was a Chazak that the Tchum Shabbos doesn't reach here. And now he says it's Chazak that you can walk further. So maybe that is called a Chazak Yisur. Yeah, maybe it's not Mulchuch. But Al-Kaponim, there is a school of thought in Yishayim that women don't have the Nemanus of Eid al-Echad. So maybe Tosfos holds women do not have the Nemanus of Eid al-Echad, but men do, even against the Chazak. So a man is Neman with the Pashut Nemanus of Eid al-Echad. And a woman doesn't have the Pashut Nemanus of Eid al-Echad. And that's what the Gemara means when it says, Otu Amir Dahani Midi Mashashi Ispa. That they don't have a Teres Eidus. They can't be Neman. They don't have to do it. Eid al-Echad Nem Bisur. A man has Eid al-Echad Nem Bisur, even against this Chazak. And a woman doesn't. That's the Pashtus in Rashi. That Rashi says that the women are not Neman. That he says because they can't be, what's the Lashon Rashi at the beginning of the Sugya? Lab me yasudi dinu. Shmash, but a man is neman abdikus chametz because he's me yasudi, and women are not neman abdikus chametz except the gemara at the end. It's a drabonim, but otherwise women would not be neman abdikus chametz because they're lab me yasudi. That's Mashma and Rashi that we're saying a fundamental difference in the nemanus of erech that men have the nemanus of erech and women don't. Yeah, that's what sounds like in Rashi. So maybe that's what Tosfos holds as well. But then Tosfos asking, and Tosfos only asking a kashim in atzad that maybe that we should be miming the woman as biyodoi. Never mind that erechad nem bisurim. Erechad nem bisurim, taka women don't have. But let's be miming them as biyodoi. So Tosfos' answer is by b'dikas chomis, no biyodoi, because it's a dover sheish b'terech. And according to that shot, it's very geshmak the Gemara. Midi otu amir dani midi mashoshib is by the Gemara means a man has an emonus of erechad. A woman doesn't have the name on the Seved Echad. And Biyod is not Shaykh, it's Dov Shish B'Torach. That thing was not even addressing. And if you learn like that, then you don't have to come on to Noshim Atzlan Eisein. Because why do you have to say Noshim Atzlan Eisein? You could say that this is Midi Shish B'Torach, it's not Biyod even for a man, except a man is a regular name on the Seved Echad, name of Bisur. I do Yishamis and Noshim Atzlan Eis. So I said it, because the Yishamis is coming to say that women are less even than Avodim. That Avodim are Neman B'Dikas Chomis, and women not. That we don't have in the Bali. That needs an explanation. If Avodim are Neman, they're certainly not Bnei Asudi either. So why Avodim Neman? Because in the Rabbanim, they're Neman. So why are women not Neman? So you have to say there's a special svar that it's a Dovah Sheish Bay, that Noshem Atzlan Yisem. They should bring from there that you see that it's a Dovah Sheish B'Terech. Kapanim, those were the two Mahalchim in Taisis. So I just want to be Mashlim. The Ramban in Chul and Davyud, the Shittas Ramban is that an Erechot is Neman, even against this Chazik, as I just said. And the Ramban holds that women are Neman, two Ashlamas. The Ramban holds that women are also Neman, that there's no difference in men and women, Lagabi Ischazik Yisur, and women are Neman even against the Ischazik Yisur. So that's already, that's the other extreme. In Tosfos we had that one possibility that women don't even have the nemonos of erechon when it's not as chazak. The Ramban also, women have the same nemonos as men when it comes to erechonem bisurim. The Ramban, the Rashba, that all bismedish. The women have the same nemonos as men when it comes to erechonem bisurim. And erechonem bisurim is even against his chazak. The Gemara in Yevamos is looking for a mock, it's only lahagdil toyer ladira. But the emes and erechonem bisurim even against his chazak. And women have the full nemonos, the same as men. I said, Ramban is, what do you do with Agamara? Agamara says that women are only nemon of dikas chometz because it's a derabonon. But if it wouldn't be a derabonon, they wouldn't be nemon. So the Ramban says, Dr. Ramban, Rizzi Yushalmi. And he says, Noob Shatan Yushalmi. It says like this. The Yushalmi says, Rabbi Yirmiyah B'Shem Abzera said, less can, quotes the Brisa, that I call them on a because Chomas, I feel a Nosim, Ravodim Bekanim. So it says in Yushalmi, Rabbi Yirmiyah B'Shem Abzera said, less can Nosim. You have to take out Nosim. Nipneshe Matzlonius. So Tosis learned the Yushalmi, the Rosh learns the Yushalmi, that the Yushalmi is saying that women aren't Neman Abdikas Chomos because they're Atzlonius. Tosis Masbir, so they lax in Biyodvay, and so whatever the Hezbir, or maybe it's Tolim to Stolim and Tosis. What is the Yushalmi? Is the Yushalmi saying therefore they don't have Biyodvay and you need Biyodvay? Well, I don't want to recapitulate Tosfos. But Tosfos learns the Yushalmi. The Rosh there says this way, Mefurish. But it's implicit in Tosfos. The Yushalmi is saying the greatest in any women. Less kan noshim. Women are not neman. Neshem atzlonius. Because they are atzlonius and therefore they don't have the nemonis. Let's say, according to one of the Pshat and Tosfos, it means there's no neman. They don't have the nemonis of the other because they're atzlonius. And therefore they're not neman of Bdikas Chometz, even though Bdikas Chometz is the Rabbanu. The Ramban learns the Yushalmi, punkt faket. Rabbi Yirmi said in the name of Zera, you take less kan noshim, that noshim, you have to take noshim out of the brayse, because noshim is not a chiddush that the neman abdikas chametz. Of course, the neman abdikas chametz. The neman, even in their isa, erechad neman bisurim. So why did the brayse have to tell me that noshim are neman abdikas chametz? Noshim are neman in kol ha'tera kula. Whenever erechad is neman bisurim, noshim are neman too. So you have to take out noshim, not because noshim are garua, but because noshim are better. There's no chiddush. Ketanim Meila, it's a chiddush that the neman of Dikas Chometz. Avodim, I don't know why Avodim is a chiddush. Lachar Avodim should be the same as Noshim. I don't know why Avodim should be different. Maybe Avodim, maybe means Avodim too. So Rav Zeir is saying. There's no point in telling me that Noshim and Neman because Chometz, because it goes without saying. The Neman and Kol HaTerkul, they have the full Nemanus of Erech and Neman Bisurim. Umehed there, and the Yushami answers, because they're Atzlonius. Therefore, Leficha, Chutzach Leimer, Afilu Noshim, because Salka Daitach Amina, Bedova, Shul Terech, Godel, Vechipos, Vlalek, Becholabatim, Likonis, Ner, Bechayim, Vestokim, Dilma, Mitech, Atzlusim, Meiri, Ve'amid, Dehochel, Shkia, Chometz, Ve'enot, Tzorech, Bedika. So he says it's only a salkadaitach. Really, it's not a chiddush because noshim and neman and everything. But there was a salkadaitach to say maybe dikas chometz is more chomer. Maybe dikas chometz is a very big tircha. So if they say so, maybe we're going to be skeptical about their amirul. So maybe they didn't really do it. They were myra heter. They say they were boydig, but they didn't really look carefully under the in all the chayrim and stokim and so on. So kamash malon that no, nonetheless we're minding them because it's a bdikas chomer. It's more than a sakadaitach. That's takasar. But since bdikas chomer is only the abonon, so that's not. We don't have to concern ourselves with that svar. Akapon. That's the Ramban. I think it's a big nafkamino. This svar that noshim atzlami is saying. Point to Tosfos, it's a chisaron and a manus of biyada. It's not so much biyodo because the Rishayim holds doshim atzlan is it. So it's dovish yesh b'toyach. So according to either way, whether it, so then what if the woman is saying Eidus, not that she was baidik, she says Eidus is somebody else was baidik. You also have this issue of noshim atzlan is it? Yeah, because we're talking about the issue is how much is it biyada? Is it biyada lived there? Because you have to. So the Yisham is saying it's not so. It's not biyada lived there because noshim atzlan is it. So it doesn't matter if she's being made in herself or she's being made in somebody else. The issue is it biyada? Noshim atzlan is saying is megarei and then emanus of biyada. The Fila Raman, you don't need biyada. Eirechon is never bisur even against this chazik. I don't need biyada. Biyada doesn't enter into it at all. And women are neman and kolotai kulu erecha neman bisur, even against the nischazik. So why that dikas chomets do I have to come out with that? Is it drabono and chiddush akol nemanim? So Yishami says because noshim atzlami is same. Koyt Ramban, noshim atzlami is same has nothing to do with biyoda. It's not a grace in biyoda. I don't need biyoda. It's a regular erecha neman bisurim. Noshim atzlami is same is a reason to be skeptical of the edus itself. When she says badakti. We're skeptical because we think that maybe badakti, she says badakti, but maybe she means it more or less, not exactly with all the diukim and that not with the whole. Bekitzi was skeptical of the story. That's the story of Moshe Maslani saying. So I have to come out to because chomis the rabbana, but that's only an issue if she's being made that she was baidik. So if she was made that she was baidik herself, so we say we scratch our heads, maybe not. But if she's made that somebody else is baidik. So then Noshim Atzlani Yisem has nothing to do with anything. What is it? What does that do with Atzlani Yisem? She's been made about somebody else. So Atzlani Yisem doesn't enter into it. So I think in Echrami, Lefid Rabban, if she would be made about that somebody else was by then I wouldn't make a difference if because Chomus was the Raisa or the Rabbanon, she would have the full Nemanus. You have to say, when the Raisa says, I call Nemanon because Chomus, it means that she said she was by the herself. Otherwise, what's the Gemara? So we wouldn't have the whole Gemara. Yeah, we wouldn't need the whole Gemara.
Ravi,
how did Rabban learn the Gemara? The Gemara says, "Otu amiri dahani midi mashoshisbe." What's the Gemara's kasha? Otu amiri dahani midi mashoshisbe. What do you mean? Noshim have the full nemanos.
Going in ketanim, stama.
Maybe it's going in ketanim. Maybe the Rabban will learn that otu amiri dahani midi mashoshisbe is going in ketanim. Rabbi Nadavid brings such a sword taka. Rabbi Nadavid taka tamal the Rabban. It's very gishma. Rabbi Nadavid taka says that the kasha of Otto Amir Dahani midi mashoshi is based going akitanim. Noshim, there's no midi mashoshi. What do you mean? Noshim have the whole name on us. The Yishami addresses. So the Maskonis of the Gemara says no, but it's talking about where it's a because Chomets the Rabban and so we're Mayim akitanim. So the Yishami asks, so don't mention Noshim. Noshim's not a chiddush. Just mention akitanim. So the Yishami said, no, there's a chiddush by Noshim too because we're skeptical of the story. Because Noshim Atzlani said, and maybe Abadim too. That's how it'll have to come out. Okay, let's go back to the top places.
Rabbi,
yeah.
According to Ramban, Would we believe her to say that he checked, meaning even though we assume that she doesn't know how a proper bedika looks like, if we assume that she doesn't do such a good bedika, so maybe her saying that he did a bedika means he did a bedika just like she would have done a bedika.
I don't know. I hear it maybe, but it's not the pastor. The pastor's only as far as she may have on them. The may have there is one which is baidik herself. She doesn't have to may have to when somebody else is baidik. I don't think it's wrong to say this one when she says she was baidik herself. Okay, let's see the top verse. Lam yishum dechaskasi baidik. So what was the, let's go back to remember the Gemara. They asked Rachman by Yitzchok that maske bais vidal is becheskis baidik or not. So he said, right from the Braisa. The Braisa says that Noshim Avonim and Kanim are Nemonim and Dikas Chometz. So he asked, Why the Nemonis? My time in Mehemi, what kind of, they don't have an Nemonis. What have you learned? They don't have an Nemonis. It must be because it was Cheskosu Boduk. So Taisa says, Tema, my Salkadaitach. What did Nachum Bar Yitzchak think? The Becheskosu Boduk, Imkei Matzorech Lamir Dahani Kla. So what do we need their Amir for? The Bryce makes no sense. The Bryce says that they're wanted to say that the house is Boduk. If the house is Becheskos Boduk without their Amir, so it goes without saying. So the first half we read, the first part of the text we already did. I forgot the cheskosi baduk. Kevan the isay beir tzarech lishel hemenu. Ulahoki mahani amiri dahani delei shalinon. That we don't have to ask the masker. Always there's a din before in the Gemara. Like there's the Yishayim or Medayik that even if the ass is cheskosi baduk, but if the guy is available, we ask him anyway. The din of the rif, either because it's a mit hamotzoi or because he's being mitzi from a chazaka. So if the fellow is available, there's a din to ask him. So for that, noshim and avonim mektanim have an emunah that we don't have to ask him. That's how Rav Nachman Yitzchak learned the brayza. Noshim avonim mektanim an emun. The house of the cheska is boduk, and we know that it's boduk. But there's a din that for it we should ask the maskir. If noshim avonim mektanim say that it's boduk, so even though they don't have an emes, they don't have an emunah. But we can ask them. Then we don't have to ask the mask here. Yeah, we can learn two ways. This really shot in this line in Tosis depends on what does Tosis hold. The question that we've been discussing, does the Noshim have the Nemonis of Eidechot? It depends on the two Mahalchim we said in Taisa later on. If Taisa holds that women do not have the Nemonis of Eidechot at all, even when it's not a Schazik. So why over here does it help the Nemonis of Noshim of Adam Tarim that we don't have to ask the Masker? They don't have a Nemonis of Eidechot. So how does it even help that we don't have to ask the Masker? So we'll have to say, since asking the maskir is not a real, we really know the house is boduk. We know in our own house is boduk, the becheska is boduk. So chumra bi'alma that if the maskir is here, you should go and ask the maskir. So for a chumra bi'alma, so no shem avonim and tanim are enough. It's not even a sofik. A sofik, even if it's not as chazak yisur, but it's a sofik. So no shem avonim and tanim are not neman. They don't have the nemonis of erechon, even when it's not as chazak yisur. It's not a sofik hashokim. But for a chumra b'yam and noshim avodim and ktanim are enough. If on the other end you learn that noshim avodim and maybe ktanim even have the nemonis of erechot when it's not a schazik, because chumis is a schazik. When it's a schazik, nobody has any nemonis. But when it's not a schazik, noshim avodim and ktanim are nemon, like Tosis and Gittin. So then Tosis is poshut. If the house would be becheska she'enoi bodog, so noshim avodim and ktanim wouldn't be nemon. It's against the schazik yisura. Erechot is not nemen against this chazik. You need biyodlu in there, aslanu yisem, and so on. But once we say the house is becheskes boduk, so even though there's a chum, you have to ask the maskir, but it's chazik yisur, it's not. It's becheskes boduk. So the male noshim vodem gitarim a nemen, but Torah is erechot. Then Tosh goes on and says, Afagav de gabi tevel samchina cheskes chover vein sorech afilu lusha. By tevel, if a chaver sends you payers, you don't even have to ask him, even if he's around. The chayim is how Tosh knows that that's true. It doesn't seem to be. Where did Tosh get that from? Maybe it's not true. Maybe if a chaver sends you payers and he's around, you have to ask him. Where did Tosh not spelled out in Tosh? The chayim ask it. Where did Tosh get this halacha from? Somehow posted to Tosh from somewhere. That if a chaver sends you payers, you don't have to ask. So why not? L'chayra. If Hakol Chaver makes a bdikas, so why is it different than us? By us, Hakol Chaver makes a bdikas chametz. We're assuming that Hakol Chaver makes a bdikas chametz. That's what it means. Cheskos ebodok. So if Hakol Chaver makes a bdikas chametz, and the master gave the house to the soicher, so then why don't I say so? He shouldn't have to ask him. He says, no, If he sends it to you, that's different. If he sends it to you, then there's a vadois that he doesn't want to be machshel. Aval gavei dika, afil lo yeh bodok, lo yeh kol kach michshe. By bdikas chometz, giving you a house is not bodok, it's not such a michshel. Yeah, but it's not a real issur deraisa. Bittul chometz takes off the taisa before. There's no bal yobai matzah deraisa over here. There was bittul. So shayshema yobai lo ochloi. It's not the end of the world. So therefore, here it's sarech lisha elim hu beir. So therefore, you do have to ask them. So one second. If that's the case, you're telling me that by tevel it's a bigger issur, a bigger michshel. So there's more reason to rely on the chaver. And by us, it's not such a big michshel, there's less reason to lie on the chaver. So how could, but the Gemara did compare them. The Gemara said that if Hakol Chaver makes Lutikos Chametz, then you can then the Hasid Becheskes Bodek like a, it's like a chaver shemeis v'niach megura malaya peris. How can you compare them? Over there it's Tevel, it's a big michshel. Here it's Lutikos Chametz, it's a small michshel. So how are they comparable? I think the pshat is poshut. It's two different issues. There's one issue that the Chavar sends you Paris, which is not what the Bryce is talking about. In the case of the Bryce, the Chavar didn't send anybody Paris. He put them in a drawer and he went home and died. So he didn't send anybody to Paris. So he doesn't think he's being machshel anybody. He wasn't planning on dying. He wasn't planning on being machshel anybody. So how much michshel it is, le'mayel le'mayrit. It's a new svar that a chazokah, like Rashi brings, chazokah al-chavar she'ni meitzi mitachaz yodoy dover she'ni misukim. That a Chavar, if he has the Paris in hand, he does what he's mechuyif to do, and he doesn't put them aside and wait for later. He doesn't say kishef now be like you mentioned before. He doesn't say kishef now be mafresh to trumais. He's mafresh it on the spot. He's not misalik at mitachas yodah without being misakin at kedin. So there, the degree of michshel doesn't matter. He's not planning to be machshel anybody. It's a chazaka that a chaver is not meitzim mitachas yodah dovah she'ani mesukin. So if that's and that's true. So that's true by bdikas chometz too. If I call chaver makes the bdikas chometz, that a chaver, and everybody's a chaver for bdikas chometz, if cheskos ebodnik is not meitzi mitachas yodoy a bayis she'ena mesukin. So that's the tosis. So Melib, that's mahalach tosis that Rav Nachum Yitzchak's understanding of the brisa was that the house is takah becheskos ebodnik. You still have to ask the maskir. Like some drinking more before, the nemonis of noshim avonim and ktanim is to take off the need to ask the maskir. So then Tosis has to address. So how do you read the Gemara? The Hemshech. The Gemara. The Hemshech asks on Rav Nachum by Yitzchok. Then let it just say that it's becheskos bodek. Why did I have to mention the noshim avonim ktanim at all? If he Tosis, what do you mean? It has to mention the noshim avonim and ktanim to tell me this chiddush din that if you have noshim avonim and ktanim, they're nemon that you shouldn't have to ask the maskir. Taisus explains, no, masik iches kosei bodek kolabatim mecheskes bedukim miboyle umimeli adin and damir dahani mahani vein tzarech l'shulaymenu afilim hu ba'ir. That we would know on our own. This nekuda that noshim avonim mitani would take off the need to ask the maskir, that can't be the chiddush of the brisa in itself, because that's a dover posh with everybody that for some reason that would go without saying. So the brisa just needs to tell me that it's ches kosei bodek, and now the noshim avonim mitani can take off the need to ask the maskir. So if that's but the main chiddush is ches kosei bodek. So let's just say cheskos lebodek. That's malach number one. The eight pirushri, another malach. The tzal kedai the Rav Nachum Yitzchak's avamin was the ayri the amrihani lehoyu bodek. The case is, again, Rav Nachum Yitzchak wants to prove that the house is cheskos lebodek. So if the house is cheskos lebodek, so why do I need the nemanis of the noshim of anim and tanim? The answer is that what happened was, yeah, the house was becheskos bodek, but now the noshim of anim and tanim came and said, not they didn't just corroborate that the house is becheskos bodek. They just came to corroborate the Hasid Becheskes Bodok. We don't need any Tovus from them. We know on our own the Hasid Becheskes Bodok. The cases they came and they said the Hasid would not Becheskes Bodok. The Maskir was talking not Bodok. We were Bodok. So if the Hasid is talking Becheskes Bodok, then they'll have a Nemonis. Why? But they're saying that we were Baidik. To say that we were Baidik, what kind of Nemonis can they have? The Noshim Vonim and Tanim. And the houses, they're telling me the house is not Baidik. So they're being made to the house from a Chazoka. The answer is, if it's Cheskosi Baidik, Mehemni, Migidi Boy Shaski. They have a Migoy. They have a Peshosa. They could have just kept quiet. They would have just kept quiet. The house was Becheskes Baidik. Now they came along and said, no, the house is not Baidik. The Maskir was not Baidik. It's a Peshosa, who a Peshiyitr. But they themselves are the ones who say that they were baidik the house. So maybe they have an emunus of what the Gemara calls a pesha also a pesha yitte. Taisus calls a nika. Taisus kamen mekaymus ksuvus. It's a ksuvus issue. Holds that pesha also a pesha yitte is just a kind of migai. Other Rishonim hold that pesha also a pesha yitte is more than a migai. Since you're maimin him on the issur, you have to be maimin him on the heter. That's not our union at all. That's what you're learning the ksuvus. But a kaponim, Taisus says they have a migai. They could have just mishaisik. Aval menches kase boduk. But if the house is not cheskosei boduk, so then am I mehendel, and they don't have a migoy. If they'll be shoysik, the house will not be becheskes boduk. So they're coming along to say that it's boduk. So how do they have an emunus? So that was a Nachum Yitzchus Havamin, that the house loyal, that the Brayis is telling me the house is becheskes boduk. The house is becheskes boduk. The Brayis is telling me that now if Moshe Mavonim and Tanim come along and say that it's not boduk, but we were boydikit, then we're miming them. That's the price of Noshim Avon and Mektana. So again, Taisus has to address. So what's the Gemara in the Hemshech? The Gemara in the Hemshech asks an Amnacham Yitzchak. So let it just say the house is Becheskes Boduk. What do you mean? It has to say the house is Becheskes Boduk. It still needs to tell me that if they say that it wasn't Boduk, but we were Boduk, then Neman with Apesha also. Taisus says again, that's not a Chiddush. Uporach Yorik Al Chasa Kolabat and Becheskes Bdukim Yiboyle. The Meil Yadina the Mehemdi B'Miga. The Miga we don't need the price to tell me Miga. We need the Brayis to tell me the fact that it's Becheskes Boduk. Now we can reconstruct on our own if it's Becheskes Boduk. And they say, no, but we were by the kit, so they'll have a Pesha Aser and they'll be Nemo. So just one horror. How do they have your amigoy? If they will be Shoysik, let's say the house is Becheskes Boduk, but if they're going to be Shoysik, the Soicher is still going to have to ask the Masker. Because that's the Gemara before, that's doing the Gemara, that you always have to ask the Masker. Right. I said it before for Dovah Pashut. Mustami got it from the Gemara. So if they would be Shoysik, we're going to have to ask the Masker. Now that they're not Shoysik, and they say, Loi Badaknu, they say that the Masker was not Baidikit, but we were Baidikit. So you don't have to ask the Masker. I mean, what would even help to ask the Masker? Their story is the Masker was not Baidikit, but they were Baidikit. So what kind of Migah is that? Miga is always that they could have been shaysik and accomplished the same thing. No, if they would have been shaysik, yes, the house would be becheskes boduk, but we would still need to ask the masker if he was here. Now that they say the house is not boduk, but we were boydikit, so they're obviating the need to ask the masker. So why do they have a miga? Even more, if you ask the masker, you might say no. So if they'll be shoysik, yes, it's true, the house will be becheskes boduk, but we're going to ask the masker, and maybe he'll tell us it's not boduk. Now that they say that no, lo yoyu boduk, aval anachnu badaknu, we're going to be maiming them with the migoy. So now we're not going to need the masker because we're maiming them that they were boduk. So where's the migoy?
I mean, can you say we're not dealing with Baal Be'ir?
It's talking about where the mask is not here. Maybe it's talking about where the mask is not here. The Braisa that says that they're Nemon is talking when he's not here. If he's here with the Taka, not Nemon. Maybe. I thought maybe go even after.
Rabbi, maybe that's why the Gemara Dafka brought up the Mount of Tema. Because the fact that the Migo fell apart, therefore we have to say the reason why they're believed is because it's their Rabbanon, because there's no other Svara.
That's not what Taisus says. So I think of two possibilities. Let's think it through. One possibility is that maybe ein hachanami. You still have to ask the masker. Because if you're not going to ask the masker, if you're going to say the migo now, I don't have to ask the masker. So then you lose the whole migo. So you talk after and ask the masker, and the masker will say, and it depends. If the masker says I wasn't baidik, then it's taka no good, because then you lose the whole. Then you lose the migo. The case is you talk after ask the masker, and the masker says I was baidik. Yep, then it's mudna. If the masker says he was baidik, then I don't need dinner monos. If you still have to ask the masker, and the monoshach, if the masker says he wasn't baidik, then they're talking on emun, because then you lose the whole mitzvah. And if the masker says that I was baidik, then I don't need dinner monos. The masker says he was baidik. Why wouldn't I believe the masker? Maybe because they're makashim. They said that he wasn't baidik. So it's an erechet b'achosha. But we'll say, oh, but the divei shneim, that house is baidik. That's very rochak imshat, that's what it means. You still have to ask the maskir. And the maskir really has an emonis, except that he's contradicted by the isha. But since she also claims that she was baidik, so mele house is baidik imonoshach. If you believe the maskir, then he was baidik. And if you believe the isha, then she was baidik. So imonoshach, the house is baidik. That's a lot to read into this. That's the pshat in the brisa. Maybe say about if an acher. Let's say that she does not have a migoy. I'm saying she shouldn't have a migoy because it's not really a good migoy because the migoy is only if being shoysik would have been just as good, but being shoysik would not be just as good because if you be shoysik, you still have to ask the maskim. If she'll be shoysik, we'll still have to ask the maskim. So we won't give her a migoy. So she doesn't have a migoy. Let's say she's now migoyless. Well, what does she say though? Migoyless or not, but in her migoyless state, she says, he wasn't baidik, but I was baidik. Do we have to ask the masker now? She does not have a migoy. Lemaisa, do we have to ask the masker? Maybe not. Taisa said at the beginning, maybe Taisa still holds this way. That even an isha is enough, even the nemanus of an isha is enough to avoid having to go to the masjid. So we don't have to give her a migo. Get migo. She's migoless. But her mere saying that the house is boduk avoids the need to go to the masjid. Yes, she says he didn't do it. I did it. Lamaisa, she says the house is boduk. Once she says the house is boduk, I don't have to ask the masjid anymore. So even if she doesn't have a migo, I will be miming her enough that I don't have to ask the masker. So maybe now that I don't have to ask the masker, so now she gets a migo again. And now she's nemon. So she has an emon, so I don't have to ask the masker. But the problem is, but since she says the house is not boduk, then I lose, then it's not boduk. The answer is no, but for that she has a migo.
Rabbi, why would her migo work against his chazik?
What?
Why would her migo work against his chazik isura? If we say that the husband didn't check, then there's a chazkas isur on the house, and she's not going to be neman against his chazik isura.
Yeah, I'm saying it's happening at, like, I'm not sure this really is kosher, what I'm trying to do. I'm saying maybe it works like at two levels. She has an amonis of migoy. Which if you take away the chumrah of having to ask the masker, you know, forget the chumrah of having to ask the masker. That's a chumrah. In the Ikar Adin, if she will be shoysik, the house will be bodok. It's becheskes bodok. But she says, lo yoyo bodok. Hapesh osa, hapesh yitim. So as far as the Ikar Nemonis and the Bdik is concerned, the house is becheskes bodok. She says it's not, but hapesh osa, hapesh yitim, so the house is bodok. Okay, then we have another level. There's a chumrah you have to ask the masker. Like, where did that go? And for that, she doesn't have a migoy. She doesn't have a migoy to allow us not to ask the masker, because if she would have been shaysik, we would have still had to ask the masker. Her migoy can't get us out of asking the masker. The answer is she doesn't need a migoy to get us out of asking the masker. She has on her own enough nemanus that we don't have to ask the masker. She says the house is bottom. That's enough. You don't have to have the chumah to ask the masker. So Kilo, we'll treat the two issues separately. We'll treat the Ikka Shaila was the Hasbodik or not. Let's say the mask would not be here. We want to know is the Hasbodik or not. That she has a Pesha, also a Pesha Yitir. It should be Shaisik. The Has will be Becheskes Bodik. Now she's saying it's not Bodik, but she herself says it. She was Bodik. She was Baidikit. So in the Ikka Nemonus of the house, the Ikka issue is the Hasbodik or not. The Bedrock Nemonus, a Pesha, also a Pesha Yitir. But then there's another issue. There's a Chumut that has the mask here. And on that, she doesn't have a Migoy. Because she should be shaystik who's left to ask the masker. She doesn't have a migoy to get us out of asking the masker. So why don't we have to ask the masker? The Torah says to get us out of asking the masker, she doesn't need a migoy. For that, she has a poshut in the manus. She says the house is bodik. If the house is bodik, you don't have to ask the masker.
But Rebbe, if she has a nemonis, do you need the migo?
Yeah, because the nemonis is only a very weak nemonis to take up the chum of asking the masker. It's not a strong enough nemonis to gabi the house itself. And the house itself, she says it was not bodok. So she's nemon to say the house is not bodok. So now the house is not bodok. Teres, she has a pesha also to say the house is bodok.
Rebbe, stop. I should read to say it wasn't Chuck.
Well, let me before you ask. Maybe I should throw in something which I should have said before. How is she never to say the house is not bodok? Right? That's the Taisa. She says the house is not bodok, but hapesha also hapesha yitir. She is a migoy. She could have been shaysek, so we believe that the house is bodok. But the implication is that when she says the house is not bodok, she messed things up. Why does she say? If the house is becheskosu bodok, and if a isha doesn't have an emonis against his chazak yisura, so then how is she never to say the house is not bodok? Right, that's the case. The house of Becheskes Bodok. But she came along and said, no, it's not Bodok. And that makes problems. But she has a migoy that she herself says, but she was Baidikit, so that rights the ship again. But the implication is that when she said the house is not Bodok, that messed us up. Why does it mess it up? The house of Becheskes Bodok, it's his Chazak HaTeira. So how does she have an emonis to say that the house is not Bodok? L'chayr, if an erechot, if an ish is not neman against his Chazak, if an ish is not neman to say het against his Chazak Yisura, then b'pshuta, she's not neman le'iser against this chazik etera. B'pshuta. It's law number one, but Tyson Gittin is moved that way, that it's symmetrical. If you're not neman against this chazik, it goes either way. So how's she neman to say the house is not bottle?
The Gemara sounds like she's not the one who's saying it. The Gemara says, the mochzak lan, the lo badak, the ka'amri hani. And then she comes in.
That's not Tyson's case. Then she'll never meet her. That's the case later on in Western the Maskana. She really has an emonis because Chomis the Rabbonin and Nuba the Rabbonin. So he's going before all of that. He's going in Rav Nachman by Yitzchok. Rav Nachman by Yitzchok thinks she has no emonis. Midi Mashoshishbi, she has no emonis. That was Rav Nachman by Yitzchok's whole raya because Rav Nachman by Yitzchok thinks she doesn't have any real emonis. Must be the Hasid Becheskes Bodok. So if the Hasid Becheskes Bodok, so what does she accomplish? Terry says the Hasid Becheskes Bodok, but she says it's Eine Bodok, and that messes it up. But she has a Migoy, and she can now reinstate because she couldn't be Shaisik, and the Hasid Becheskes Bodok, so she can make it Becheskes Bodok again with the Pesha Osir Pesha Yitir. But it only makes sense if she has a right to say the Hasid not Bodok. How does she have a Koyach to say the Hasid not Bodok? So the Mekor Chaim has the Kasha. The Mekor Chaim says, Pasha, the answer. Biyoda. It's Biyoda to make the Hasid not Bodok. How can she make the house not bodok?
Bring chametz.
You can bring chametz in. So it says to say the house not bodok that she has an emunah to be on. That's you don't need that doesn't matter at Sonny's. To make the house to mess the house up is easy, as is usually the case. To mess things up is easy. To fix them is hard. So that she has an emunah to be on to say the house not bodok. Anyway, that's a parenthetic. So what I'm doing is a trick because. You can say at the end of the day, what kind of migah is this? If she wants, maybe she has an agenda. She doesn't want us to ask the masker. She wants the house to be bodok, for whatever reason. Maybe she lives in the house. She wants the house to be bodok. She knows if we're going to ask the masker, we're going to find out that it's not bodok. So she says, the house is not bodok, but I was bodok it. Now we won't ask the masker, and she gains something from it. So what kind of migah is that? The whole migah is a mali l'shaka. Well, here there's a big mali l'shaka. She has a big reason to be mishaka. If assuming that she has a reason to want the house to be bottled, which I think is somehow implied over here in the whole discussion of Migoy, If she wants, there has to be baduk. And let's say the emes is that it's not baduk. So if she'll be shaysik, we'll ask the masker, and if we'll ask the masker, we'll discover, lo and behold, the house is not baduk. She wants the house to be baduk. Doesn't want to be baduk, but she wants the house to be baduk. So she can, she'll, so rather than be shaysik, which is no good, because we'll ask the masker, we'll find out. So instead, she comes and says, no, the house is not baduk, but I was baduk. Now, she also, now I'm miming her. We don't ask the masker. So that's a funny migah. So I said, so alumnus, because on the Iker, cheska chazak of the house, she has a migah. Peshi also a peshi hitir. LMI, but now, why don't we still have to ask the masker? She said, no, go ask the masker. She still has an emunah. She has enough emunah, so we shouldn't go ask the masker. Maybe it means like this. We could say in nusach zeh. Even though Taisa's lashon is she could have been shaysik. Maybe it's lav dafka. It means she could have said that the maski was baidah. And then we wouldn't have to ask the maski. And then we would have been good. Instead, she says the maski was not baidah, but I was baidah. She has a miga that she could have said the maski was baidah, and then we wouldn't have to ask the maski, and the house would be becheskes baduk. So Miga, she could have said the mask was by the, she could say that I was by the. It does violence to Lashon HaTaisis. Lashon HaTaisis, she could have been shaysik. Her shtick is not good. If she'll be shaysik, we'll have to ask the masker. That's not what she wants. Her Taisis is more. Taisis is different, that she could have said the mask was by the.
So, Rabbi, if in the second answer she Tosa is working with Hanacha that she has an emanos for the she'ela, why do I need the second answer? It's already say that's Pshat in the Brisa that she's not.
Yeah, right, you're asking a good thing. If Tosis is going, all the Mahalchim that I'm learning are all going with Hanacha that Tosis is still going with what he said in the first Teretz that you have to ask the maskir, but if she says so, you don't have to ask the maskir. So then basically. You're saying the first teretz. You're just making it fancier. So Tosis is now making a fancy version of the first teretz. First teretz, he said, Pasha. She says the mask was baidik, and that's the chiddush of the Brisa. You don't have to ask it. Now it's a fancy version. That she says, the mask was not baidik, but I was baidik, and she has a migoy, and then that she could have said the mask was baidik, then we wouldn't have to ask him. So now she's, what does Tosis need the whole thing for? I mean, you know, it's just needless, it's just a baroque version of the first teretz of Tosis. And if Taisa is going, that her saying, so one second, so what are our choices then? Well, maybe, so Taisa must not hold like the Hanochas of the first Eretz. Which Hanocha doesn't he hold from? Well, maybe he doesn't hold from the idea that she's Neman, that we shouldn't have to ask the Maskir. Maybe we have to ask the Maskir anyway. Then we're Zichr in trouble. We have to ask the Maskir anyway, and she's not Neman for that. Then she has no Migah. What kind of Migah does she have? If she'll be Shaisik, we'll have to ask the, maybe that's the answer. She has no Nemonis to get us out of asking the masker, we still have to ask the masker. And if the masker says I wasn't baidik, then we're going to be in trouble. The masker has to say I was baidik. But the chiddush is that since the house is becheskes baduk, it doesn't make any sense. But if the masker says that he was baidik, then I don't need her. That's not going to work. Maybe this second teretz in Tosis doesn't have the notion that we have to ask the masker. Maybe that's what we have to say, that this second Mahalach and Taisus learns that we don't have to ask the masker. Even though the Rishonim were medayked from the Lashon of Gemara, that the L'shaile. Maybe this Teretz and Taisus, the Eipir Shri, is going, you don't have to ask the masker. So then you have to hack a Pashto by Shasek. She could have been Shasek. Maybe that's what we talk, I have to say.
Couldn't we say that the Baal is not Be'ir? And so the first pshat is if the Baal's Be'ir, then this is a pshat, and if the second pshat is if he's not Be'ir, so she has Migu.
I hear. Maybe the Baal, maybe that's what we're going to have to say in the end. Maybe we'll say that. That this Oedish Lomer is going in a case where he's not here. And if he's here, Taka, she wouldn't have the Miga. And he would ask him, and then she's Taka irrelevant. We have to ask him, and if he says yes, then we're good without her. And if he says no, then what's she going to help? The case is where he's not here. Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe that's what we're going to be driven to. I thought before that that's a doch. But maybe that's the right answer.
Then can you still ask Tosos's original question? How? What are they adding if by saying anything?
No, because she said that it's not bodok. So the chiddush is that even though she says it's not bodok, and she never to say it's not bodok, because it's beyodah to bring chametz in. So she says that it's not bodok, so she messed up the cheskas bodok. So the Braisa teaches me, but that she's nemen with the miga. The Gemara then asks that that's a dover poshut, it doesn't need to be said. All you need to say is cheskas bodok, miga, I understand on my own. Right, Taisha speaks that out. But Rav Nachman says, how amina was that the Braisa telling me the chiddush of miga. That if since the house is becheskes bodok, so even though she says that it was not bodok, and she's nemung with the biyoda to say that it's not bodok, but she has a migo to say that I was bodok it.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Could we say that the migo is, when she says that she was bodok the house, that's, we don't hold that her bodika is the bodika because Nashim and Slanios, but Mitzad Migo, if she had said nothing, we would have asked the master, and the master might have said, I did it.
Right.
So because she said it, so the Migo is actually Gara from saying master, but we are now on her, and that proves that there's a Cheskas Bodok.
Again, if we'll ask the master, if we're going to have to ask the master, then one or two things could happen. The master could say he was Bodok, he could say he was not Bodok. If the master will say that he was Bodok, then I don't need her Nemonis. Because he certainly has nemonis. And if the masker says that he was not by the kid, then her nemonis is not going to help me, because what kind of nemonis does she have? He says he wasn't by the kid. She doesn't have a migi anymore. He says he wasn't by the kid. She loses her own migi. What's her migi? She could have been shaysik. Maybe she still has a migi. Yeah, we asked him. He says, no, but she could have been shaysik. Then we wouldn't have asked him. So since she could have been shaysik, it's a modern migi. Since she could have been shaysik, so maybe she has an emonus of Miga.
She could have been shosik, and we would have asked the Baal Bias, and he would have said, "Yeah, my woman did it," and then we would have believed him.
I don't know if he knows that even. Doesn't say that she's his wife or anything. It's just again, Manushuk. If he says he was by the kid, I don't either. And if he says he was not by the kid, so would she still have a migoy? If he says he wasn't by the kid, would she still have a migoy? She could have been shaysik. Maybe she could have been shaysik. If she would have been shaysik, we would have asked him. And he would have said what he said, that he wasn't by the kid. So she could not have been shaysik. Yeah, I think bottom line is we have to say one of two things. Either that this tesis is going that you don't have to ask the masker, even though the Gemara before was mashma that you do, or that this tesis is going that the masker is not here. That the case that women, that the notion of Tanam and Neman with the Migoy is a case when the masker is not here. But if the masker is here, Taka, then the Migoy is irrelevant. Manoshech, you have to ask him. If he says he was Baidik, I don't need her. And if he says he wasn't Baidik, then she doesn't have him, then she about has no Miga. Because what Miga? If she would have been Shaisik, we would have asked him and he would have said no, as he did. So where's the Miga? I think that's the Emes. I wanted to say this trick that the Olam is here, but we don't ask him because she has a Miga that says, and we don't ask him. Because she says the house is bodok, not from him but from me. So her saying the house is bodok makes it we don't have to ask him. So she took off the need to ask him. But then there's another need. But is the house bodok? We don't have to ask him because she took off the chumra of asking him. But is the house bodok? Yes, the answer is yes, because it's becheskes bodok and hapesh osa. That was my way. That was my way of walking between the drafts. Shais Balad Batis doesn't work because at the end of the day, she could not have been Shaisik. If she would have been Shaisik, she would have been messed up. So the Chayav Balad Batis, she still doesn't have a Miga. Yeah, I'm saying alumnus. That, you know, to take off the chumra of asking him, she doesn't need a Miga. She's Nem. And stop to say that the house was bothered. Don't ask him. I did it on my own. You don't have to bother to ask him. Elamite. The Gabi, the house itself is at Becheskes Boduk. The house be'etzim is Becheskes Boduk. Never mind the chumras of asking him. That she says, don't bother to ask him. I did it. She took off the chumra. Elamai, but is the house Becheskes Boduk? The house is Becheskes Boduk because the house is Becheskes Boduk. And even though she says that it's not, but she says she would, but then she says that it is. So she has it. She has a pesha also a pesha yitter. That was my mahalach. In Svar, it sounds good, but if you turn around, and you ask yourself balabatish. Miga is a Malik L'Shaka. Does she have a Malik L'Shaka? L'chayr, she had no Malik L'Shaka. Because if she would be Shoysik, we would turn to the Maskir. B'metzias, if she would be Shoysik, we would turn to the Maskir. The Maskir would say, maybe that he wasn't Baidik. If that's the truth, maybe that's the truth that he wasn't Baidik. And therefore, her agenda is to, if she wants to advance the lie, she wants to ask to be Baidik, and he wasn't Baidik. And she wants to ask yes to be Baidik, and she doesn't want to bother to be Baidik. So she has a clear agenda to be Meshaker and to say, I wasn't by the kid, but he wasn't by the kid, but I was. Now we won't ask the Maskir, and she'll have a Pesha Osar. So I said, alumnus, how somehow she has a Pesha Osar, and then you don't have to ask the Maskir also, because for that she has a separate Nemonis to take up the Chumar Vesmi. But Mitzias, though, she doesn't have a Malal Shaka. That's the, you have to see that. It's, you know, it's hard to see a little bit from the, if you look at it just with lumdisha glasses. So there is a way to look at it over here that we're okay. You know, we start off, there's a chum you have to ask, we'll start like that. Yeah, there's a chum you have to ask the masker. To take off the chum that you have to ask the masker, means you have to ask the masker, is the ask bodok. For that, it's enough that she says that it's bodok. No migas, no anything. She says that it's bodok, you don't have to ask the masker. For the chumra of Alma, it's enough what she says. So now we take the masker out of the picture. So now we say, okay, but what's the status of the house? Never mind chumra. So what's the ikar adin? The ikar adin is the house is becheskes bodach. She took it away by saying that it's not bodach, and she put it back by saying that she was bodach. So that's shalom aleichem. Everything's good. Problem is, yeah, it's good if you only talk lumbus. But if you talk mali l'shaka kind of diburim. Does she have an agenda of it? Does she have a profit in the, if she wants to, if she's lying, does she gain by the lie? Yeah, she gains by the lie. Because maybe the emes is the masker wasn't by the kid. If we'll ask the masker, we'll find out the emes that he wasn't by the kid. So she's going to lie and say that she was by the kid. And so she has a profit in the lie. So what kind of miga do you have if you're profiting, if there's a profit in the lie? Okay, good. We'll stop here. We still have Taisus about Tashbisu. That's already a big Taisus. Hopefully tomorrow. I don't promise that I'm going to say tomorrow, but hopefully tomorrow. Otherwise, it'll wait till afterwards. It's a separate Mitzvah anyway. Okay. Everybody should be well.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thanks, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
I emailed Rebbe a question yesterday.